Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazzola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
This is Mike Cazzola's Real Estate Investing That Works, Episode 3. This is Kerry Lutz. And Mike, many people aren't really sure about the difference between buying at foreclosure auction, buying at tax deed sales. I know you've got extensive experience at both. Why don't you just kind of clarify what the differences are and advantages to both and disadvantages?
Sure, Kerry. Yeah. You know, a lot of people, they just call them all foreclosures, right? You know, there's really two distinct ways that you'll see these foreclosures. When you're buying through a bank, and a lot of you guys know this, but when you're purchasing a property through a bank foreclosure, what's happened is typically this is somebody who hasn't paid their mortgage, right? So if you purchase a property, whether it's your own house, a rental property, and you take out a mortgage, if you don't pay that mortgage, the bank is going to come and foreclose on you, and they're going to offer your property for public auction. And that's where guys like me are able to come in and purchase those properties for pennies on the dollar. Now, when you're purchasing at a tax foreclosure, there's a couple different ways that you can do this. So in some areas, they're actually selling the property for the taxes. So what the taxes are due on a piece of property, if it's 3-4 years of back taxes, they're going to start the bidding typically at what's due on your total tax bill. And then investors like me compete against it. Now, what happens is when you purchase a property at the tax foreclosure, there might be a first mortgage on it, a second mortgage on it. But what happens is, like we all know, the government supersedes everybody. So if there's a first mortgage on a property and the taxes are still owed, if the bank doesn't step in and pay those back taxes, now they can sell the property at public auction for the taxes that are due. Now, in some areas, what happens is they're just selling the debt initially. So if you have $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in back taxes, they'll sell that debt to investors for a rate of return. And then you have X amount of time to pay that off before the property's actually sold now at auction. So in some areas, you know, a great example of that, you know, in South Florida, what'll happen initially is they're going to sell your taxes for the amount that you, so say I have $8,000 in back taxes. It's basically a reverse auction. So they may say, oh, we're going to start at 14%. Well, I'll pay those taxes off for 13%. Another guy says, I'll do it for 12. I'll do it for 11. Now, if it's a prime piece of property, a lot of times what I've seen, you know, some of these beachfront properties, they'll bid the interest rate all the way down to zero because they're banking on the fact that they'll be able to get that property eventually by you not paying those taxes or completely neglecting those taxes. And a lot of times that could just be from the result of a death in the family and the tax bill. You know, the person died and nobody's overlooking those taxes. There could be a divorce where there's so much debt on a property that nobody wants to, you know, keep putting money into that hole. I mean, there's a number of reasons why a property ultimately ends up selling for taxes. But those are the two ways that I love to invest. I love to invest in bank foreclosures, and I love to invest in properties that have back taxes. Now, I love areas like upstate New York, where they just, whatever your tax bill is, they're just going to auction your property right from the get-go. So if you have $4,000 or $5,000 in taxes that you haven't paid in several years, the city is actually going to auction your property, not the note, not the paper. They're actually going to sell your property out from under you, regardless of mortgages, regardless of liens on the property, because remember, the government's going to supersede everybody else.
So you could conceivably, at a tax deed sale, get possession of the property for a small fraction of what it's worth. Whereas if they're selling a tax lien, then you're just effectively buying the debt and may at some point in the future be able to foreclose that lien, assuming there's not other tax liens that are further ahead than you are, and it requires research to do that, right?
That's absolutely right. That's why I love the auctions where the county or the city is just selling it ultimately. So meaning you didn't pay your back taxes, I show up to the auction, I'm able to purchase your property, take ownership of it immediately, and I'm able to either rent it out, resell it, use any one of the techniques that I teach you guys how to do, purchase it in your IRA account, purchase it in your children's education account, how to do these not only tax-free, but how to do it to also supplement your income. You know, I'll tell you, I haven't even gotten the deed yet, but my kids and their education account just purchased two more properties at auction. They're going to get another $1,400, $1,500 a month in rental income off of a tax deed purchase. So what that means is that at the auction, the property sold for literally pennies on the dollar. I was able in my kids' education account to pick up two more properties. And that's just going to continue to supplement their education so that I never personally have to tie up a single penny for my children's education.
Yeah, well, that's got to be a major relief, thinking that one day your kids will be basically attending the college of their choice, whether it's Harvard or Yale or any other school, and they'll never have to think about taking out a student loan.
That's exactly right. I mean, I briefly showed you my own children's education account. And, you know, right now, guys, I mean, this is slightly off topic, but you got to know if before April 15th, you can contribute $2,000 for last year, $2,000 for this year, effectively have $4,000. I have two children. So what I did just briefly at the tax deed sale, my kids partnered up. We bought a property for under $6,000. That's right, a two-family house for under $6,000. I mean, it's all about competition.
And how much is that two-family going to rent for?
Well, let's take it a step further than that. You know, in upstate New York, it could take you a couple months before you get the deeds to a property. So what I ultimately did is that same exact property's already been resold. This was from a previous tax sale. So we sold it for over $35,000. And I did what's called a simultaneous close. So the same exact day that the property went into my children's education account is the same exact day that property turned for over $35,000. So we're saying tying up less than $6,000, getting back more than $35,000 the same day. And now my children's education account each had over $18,000 that they could now purchase more properties, rent them out. You know, it enabled me to buy a four-unit property for my kids at another tax sale that I'm currently, which I just showed you the account, the kids are getting $2,100 a month in monthly rental income. I mean, that's more than double what their education even costs right now. So effectively, they're going to have several hundred thousand dollars built up through rental income before they ever even enter college.
And that's all tax-free, right?
That's exactly right. So it's called a CESA, Coverdell Education Savings Account. And what happens is, as long as those funds are used for your children's education, and what happens is every single month on auto pay, the account just simply writes a check to my children's private school. And every single month, they're building still positive cash flow after paying for their education. And just like you said, it's absolutely tax-free.
So foreclosures, hear that the real estate crisis is over, and foreclosures, they're working through the inventory. But from what I see down here in South Florida, the foreclosures are still selling off at a pretty formidable rate.
And that's exactly right. And the spreads are incredible. You know, I remember a guy was telling me, he says, well, you know, I don't think there's any more foreclosures out there. And I said, well, do you think that suddenly everybody do you think moving forward, every single person in America is going to pay their mortgage? And, you know, he kind of laughed. He said, well, no, of course not. I said, well, what happens if you don't pay your mortgage? He said, well, the bank's going to foreclose. I said, well, you just answered your own question.
Yeah, and there's always a couple percent foreclosure rate, even in the best of times, right?
That's right. I mean, during the real estate boom, there was foreclosures. I mean, where they couldn't sell properties fast enough, where there wasn't enough inventory, there was still foreclosures. So it doesn't matter if the market is going down or it's going up or it's stagnant, it's sideways. I mean, sure, the real estate market is improving right now, but understand there's still hundreds and hundreds, thousands of foreclosures every single day that are being auctioned off, every single day. And I show you where to find them.
And the fact that more and more public records are online around the country, although Florida has the best open records law in the country, is just making the process easier and easier, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, that's one of my specialties is I like to show you guys how to do this remotely, how you can sit from your computer, wherever that computer is, anywhere in the world, and how you can actually purchase properties from the comfort of your own home, doing your research online. Just like you said, the public records are incredible, and they're only getting better, and more areas, more and more counties, more and more cities are putting these things online because they've realized by putting it online, they could have a broader reach. And for guys like us that are out there looking for these deals, there's more deals out there than I could possibly buy. I mean, if I was, you know, the richest man in the world, I couldn't buy all of these. You know, if me and the 10 richest men in the world, we could not buy all these foreclosures. There's just too many of them out there.
Yeah, and for people who feel guilty about buying up somebody's home that's getting foreclosed, the more people bidding, the more chance that the debt's going to get paid off and they'll get something from it, right?
That's right. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, you know, don't you feel bad, you know, that you're basically buying people's troubles? And the truth is, I mean, if you don't buy it, then somebody else is gonna. So if somebody else is gonna make a substantial profit, I mean, I say I owe it to my family. I mean, my family trusts me to provide for them, to provide, you know, a decent lifestyle. And if it's either I'm going to make the money or we're going to let someone else make the money, because either way, you got to know they didn't pay their debt. I mean, sure, it hurts a little bit that, you know, you're buying these properties and, you know, you're buying people's these sad stories. But the truth is, they're the ones that took out the debt. They're the ones that didn't pay the debt. And if you don't buy it, somebody else is.
Yeah. And also, we've seen cases, Mike, where the house sells for more than what they owe and they wind up getting that money back. If you weren't bidding and it went for a discount, they might not get any of it back.
That's absolutely right. You know, it's called the overage. You know, if you have a piece of property and the total debt on it is, say, $40,000 and it ends up selling for $55,000, not only does their debt get completely wiped out, but there's actually an overage and they can get that overage back. And there's companies that what they do for profit is they'll send you a letter, say, hey, you know, there's $15,000 out there in your name, you know, for a commission. I'll show you how to get it back. Well, I'd rather you guys out there listening be able to learn how to get it back just by going through these processes that I teach.
Yeah, it's so true. And with the millions of foreclosures that have taken place, there's billions of dollars in overages out there that so many of these people are completely unaware of.
That's right. There are billions of dollars out there right now in overages that people have no idea is sitting there in their name. And sometimes it's a shame because a lot of these people with those overages are the people that need them the most. You know, if they knew that money was there, you know, these are people that could use that money more than anybody else.
Yeah, and eventually that money goes back to the state, right?
That's precisely what happens. If you don't apply to get this money back, it reverts back to the state, and that's the end of the story. So to me, that's even sadder, that there was actually a surplus. Everybody was squared up for their debt. I mean, in a perfect world, right, the government would just simply cut you a check and say, here's your money, here's your overage. And that's what would happen in a perfect world, but you know, I hate to break it to you. We're not in a perfect world.
Easy enough to reclaim that. And that's why you should be paying attention, even if you have lost your home, because you just might get some money back. Mike, if you want to find out more about this and learn about techniques that you're using, where should they go?
Just go to teachmemike.com. It's all right there for you. You can get started now.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.